Hello everybody and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet and I will be reading for you this Monday, the 5th of November, or the 27th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. This week we are in the parasha called Toldot, which means generations. And today in history, Noah leaves the ark, possible date from Genesis 8:14. In the second month, counting from Tishrei, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you." And the portion from the Torah today is from Genesis chapter 26, verses 6 through 12. Before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in blessing the Lord for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Now the men of the place asked about his wife. So he said, "She is my sister," because he was afraid to say, "my wife," or else the men of the place would kill me on account of Rebekah, because she is good-looking. Now after he had been there for a long time, King Abimelech of the Philistines peered down through a window and saw, behold, Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So Abimelech called Isaac and said, "So in fact she is your wife. Now how could you say she is my sister?" Isaac said to him, "Because I said, or else I might die because of her." Then Abimelech said, "What is it that you have done to us? One of the people could have easily slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." So Abimelech commanded all the people, saying, "Whoever touches this man or his wife will surely die." Then Isaac sowed in that land, and in that year reaped 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. And that was Genesis 26, 6 through 12. And our portion from the prophets is today Judges chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose up early and camped beside En Harod, while the camp of Midian was north of them, by Gibeat Moreh in the valley. But the Lord said to Gideon, "Too many are the people who are with you, for me to give the Midianites into their hand. Otherwise Israel would glorify itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has delivered me.' So now make proclamation in the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is afraid or anxious may turn back and leave from Mount Gilead.'" So 22,000 people turned back, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Now it will be that he of whom I say to you, 'This will go with you,' he will go with you. But anyone of whom I say to you, 'This one will not go with you,' he will not go." So he brought the troops down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "You are to set apart everyone who laps the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, and everyone who bows down on his knees to drink." Now the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to the mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men who lapped, I will deliver you and give the Midianites into your hand. So let all the other people go, every man to his place." So the 300 took provisions and their shofarot in their hands. He sent all the other men of Israel, each to his tent, but he kept the 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. It came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, Arise, get down against the camp, for I have given it into your hand. But if you are afraid to go down, first go down to the camp with your attendant Purah. Then you will hear what they are saying, and after that your hands will be strengthened to attack the camp. So he went down with his attendant Purah to an outpost of the army that was in the camp. Now the Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the people of the east were laying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were countless, as numerous as the sand on the seashore. Yet when Gideon came, behold, there was a man relating a dream to his fellow, saying, Listen, I just now had a dream. There was a loaf of barley bread that came tumbling into the camp of Midian, came up to a tent and struck it so it fell, and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat. His companion answered and said, This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has delivered Midian and all the camp into his hand. Now when Gideon heard the account of the dream and its interpretation, he bowed in worship. Then he returned to the camp of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord has given into your hand the camp of Midian. Then he divided the 300 men into three columns, and he put into the hands of all of them shofarot and empty pitchers with torches inside the pitchers. Then he said to them, Watch me and do likewise. So behold, when I come to the outskirts of the camp, do just as I do. When I and all that are with me blow the shofar, then you also blow the shofarot all around the camp and say, For the Lord and for Gideon. So Gideon and the 300 men who were with him came up to the outermost part of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, when they had just posted the watch. Then they blew the shofarot and smashed the pitchers that were in their hands. When the three columns blew the shofarot and broke the pitchers, they held the torches in their left hands and the shofarot in their right hands to blow, and they shouted, A sword for the Lord and for Gideon. Each one stood in his plan around the in his place around the camp, and then the entire army ran, shouting as they fled. Now when they blew the 300 shofarot, the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow throughout the entire army. So the army fled as far as Bet Shittah towards Serera, as far as the border of Abel Meholah by Tabat. Then the men of Israel were summoned from Naphtali, Asher, and all Manasseh, and they pursued Midian. Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, Come down against Midian and seize the waters down to Beth Bara and all along the Jordan. So all the men of Ephraim were summoned and took control of the water side as far as Beth Bara by the Jordan. Then they captured the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeeb. They slew Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and they slew Zeeb at the winepress of Zeeb. They kept pursuing Midian, and they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeeb to Gideon from across the Jordan. And that was Judges chapter 7. And our portion from the writings is Psalm 30. A psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me up, and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought my soul up from Sheol. You kept me alive so I would not go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, his faithful ones, and praise his holy name. For his anger lasts for only a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, in your favor you made my mountain stand strong. When you hid your face, I was terrified. To you, Lord, I called, and to you, my Lord, I made my plea. What gain is there in my blood, in my going down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, Lord, and be gracious to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my glory will sing to you and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. That was Psalms 30. And our last portion for today from the Apostles is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 28. Now when Yeshua went out and was going away from the temple, his disciples came up to point out to him the temple buildings. Don't you see all these? He responded to them, Amen, I tell you, not one stone will be left here on top of another. Everyone will be torn down. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things happen? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Yeshua answered them, Be careful that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and will lead many astray. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must happen, but it is not yet the end. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are only the beginning of birth pains. Then they will hand you over to persecution and will kill you. You will be hated by all the nations because of my name. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Because lawlessness will multiply, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. This good news of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. So when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one on the roof must not go down to take what is in his house, and the one in the field must not turn back to get his coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Pray that your escape will not happen in winter or on Shabbat, for then there will be great trouble, such as has not happened since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will. And unless those days were cut short, no one would be delivered. But for the sake of the chosen, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen. See, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, Look, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For just as lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For wherever the carcass is, there the vultures will gather. That was Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 28, and that concludes our reading of Scripture from Daily Bread today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Have a wonderful day. Be blessed. I pray that you can remember what you've heard from the Word of God, hide it in your heart, and let it speak to you as the day goes on and you're working with your families, your children, or whatever else you're doing. So be blessed. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.